This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. I have no evidence of it yet, because it's not something that we will know until next year. But it's possible that we'll have a worst year of barley yellow dwarf in our wheat fields next year. This is largely because of our mild fall with a late frost and even later hard freeze. Barley yellow dwarf is a virus that attacks a great number of grasses, including wheat, oats, barley, and a range of forage and grass weeds. It is a problem more serious and frequent here in southeast Kansas than the rest of the state. And the reason why we might see it more next year is because the virus is spread by aphids, namely the bird cherry oat aphid and the greenbug aphid. The infected aphids can blow in from southern states, or they could be local infected aphids. According to the Parson Mesonet Station, we didn't have a hard freeze until November the 25th, plenty of time for aphids to find the green wheat fields. Barley yellow dwarf can't be seen now, but it will start to show up in the spring, usually shortly before jointing. It is most likely seen in patches a few feet across and characterized by yellow, reddish leaf tips and stunted plants. It is easily confused with freeze damage or a nutrient deficiency, so the distribution in a field helps with its diagnosis. Field losses from barley yellow dwarf depends on the time of the infection. Infection in the fall can cause losses up to 35% in the infected plants. After heading, infection has little effect. How bad barley yellow dwarf will be an issue in the spring is largely dependent on the aphid population the previous fall. Currently, there is nothing we can do about the barley yellow dwarf, the plants are infected or not. The first method of control is planting resistant varieties. No variety is completely resistant to barley yellow dwarf, but some do better than others. Everest, our most popular hard wheat variety in this area, and its progeny Zinda are fairly resistant to barley yellow dwarf. I haven't seen any specific data, but it's my understanding that soft wheat varieties in general are fairly susceptible, increasing our risk in this area as soft wheat acres expand. Pesticide seed treatments can help reduce barley yellow dwarf by directly controlling aphids. However, this systemic pesticide only has a couple of weeks effect after germination. Usually this is plenty of time before the first hard freeze controls the aphid populations. However, this year we had such a mild fall that likely much of the treatment had weakened before the freeze. Still, these seed treatments were even more important to reduce the aphid populations in early growth stages. All that together, wheat planted later, combined with pesticide seed treatments and resistant genetics, are going to have less incidences of barley yellow dwarf. We see this virus every year in a lot of fields, at least to some degree, but we won't know till spring how severe the virus ended up. But there is some logic to think that a mild fall with a late freeze will result in a higher risk for barley yellow dwarf. If you have any questions about barley yellow dwarf, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.